Might be.
Oh, does anybody know anything?
How about the students and the programs?
Is there anything else that goes in here?
Lots of things, man. When you're supposed to go running, you know, things like that. Is that some module or something? Everybody else does.
We do.
How about moving
guys?
Under just for today, spiritual maintenance.
On others. That is a 10th step. That's the 10th step.
Yeah, I like that.
Just going to cover it. I mean, we can go on as long as we want. I will shut down the section. You have to shut it down.
I'll make a motion. Move on.
Favor.
Second.
Favor, aye.
Vote.
I wanted to be wanting up and I said, listen to him for about an hour and a half, and then I sound like you're doing my fucking old guy or something. You need to finish this more.
Take five in your hand and put one in each ear, and you, all of the five, you get loaded.
I've already done it this morning.
You get loaded, all right, for about 5 seconds.
By the clean
weight.
It's up low tonight, and that's good.
Greg?
Yes.
Greg?
Yeah.
Frank from,
hey, the other couple of legendary groups here. Actually, we'll learn about it this time tomorrow.
And we do recover.
About periods where we get so tedious or something,
that is a necessary part of the growth process, and people that haven't learned to recognize that will often relapse and fall flat on their face and other enterprises than just maintaining sober. That there's a necessary plateau that. You know, when you've been climbing this hill, and then you get on top of the hill and say, I'm supposed to be climbing something, I must be fucked up. You know? See, it didn't work.
And what is
nothing's going on, nothing. We'd rather you vibe on it, and you, but you're just used to, you know, struggling, the agony and pain and all that shit. Yeah.
Do we have anything else according to our work?
What have we talked about the ESP talk about?
What about the guy that's stuck on medication?
These will go together.
Some of that illness and accidents maybe fall back into more will be revealed.
That would be on the progression of the disease.
Well, that would probably go back, way back. That was something that had money and power protection, safety, motive, drive. Hasn't shown anything. Long back in nature
yet.
Moved back.
Got all the
things. Oh, inventory.
Let's put him down.
I think what y'all start off here is you can't, development is very good. But I think you get into material now, it's a lot of the basic
next.
And I think those things, if we took a long look at you,
everybody's side opinion.
It's not taking a drop from that.
Where are we going to put anything like a doctor or an outside opinion?
But for instance, medication just come under Jesus Madison, I think, for sensitivity. And disease concept is not in our heart. Oh, well. We really, not just that, all the way to that. We've gone over the whole thing in detail.
Is there any burnout?
I'm just well pleased.
Huh?
Yeah, we're burnt out.
Take a most of credit.
Clapping it.
You done clap.
Clapping in credit.
We're always hard enough to clap. Standing ovation.
Great.
Right. It's the internet. It's the internet.
Anyway, I thought Greg would have this thing, he'd have an after-handed
we've done a lot of basic work, and then this might help people make better selections, sort of give them, you know, the patients, and it might help people that are working with Greg and reading from the text, basic text. The key thing of our book should be that it has an understanding that we're writing sick individuals in and out of pain, jails, and institutions, therefore should have a way of compassion, sleep, and food in our book. We want to share what has come to us as recovery through the program of Archives Anonymous. We're not telling anyone how to write the book, but only what we feel and what we've experienced and effort so far. Furthermore, we don't want to have what is written in this handbook to hamper those who attend the literature conference and seem self to include what has been talked down and shared so far. As much of the work as possible should be done in advance of accomplishment of the compiling conference. At the compiling conference, the manuscript of the basic text will be drawn and brought as near completion as possible for fellowship-wide review for input and changes. The second conference will probably be necessary to finalize the work and select stories for inclusion in the first edition. These conferences will be set well in advance to guests, superintendents, and members who wish to attend. They'll probably be of no certain length since we have to stick with it until each stage is completed. That has changed somewhat. For instance, we will wind up Saturday. But that's pretty close. That was written a year ago. It's pretty close to what happened. The basic text should include all the things which apply to acceptance. In our case, we deal with thoughts, feelings, and experiences of a spiritual nature which do not lend themselves to written statements, but which can be communicated between the lines if we are honest enough to express our thoughts and feelings. Those who have been committed to help us produce our book, those who have been, where we've been, and also to recover will know what we need. If you are committed to helping produce our book or just want to contribute some material to that, we would ask that you search your heart right now that which you feel should be included in the complete and accurate book on the program in Archives Anonymous. We are going to these links to secure your input because our experience shows us that we are all constantly going through growing experiences which keep us spiritually fit and relieves us from compulsion to use. Just the same way groups and areas go through growing experiences. This means that what may be commonplace in your group consciousness might be a revelation to other groups and members. If we didn't make our appeal plain to ourselves over sufficient period of time, it would necessarily compel us to look with being complete. We know we each know a past life of the whole and we feel we might include the thought, feelings, and experiences of great many members, many of our members who have recently completed first edition. The vision of first edition is inevitable, but that won't come without first edition. Our book should be about recovery, elaborate shells, and already lined with books about what a serious disease we have. Various remedies have been proposed, and none of them have met with some success until graduation. We feel as recovering addicts that a living program is the only way to achieve that of recovery on an ongoing basis. The recovery sessions we offer is very difficult to define. We're not trying to search out the elusive magic key to our recovery. Most of us feel that if we figured out the program, we would get focused. We only want our message to be more available in written form. If we can share our experience, dreams, and hopes, combined with some in a single text, we will instead tell our group story, the story of our Archives Anonymous. We want every Dutch family of the disease to be so active to know the seriousness of the vision, regardless of the progression at the point of their last usage. The seriousness of what happens when you pick up that first fill, picture, they fill the brain with hope. We want these phrases and words to clearly express what we need to say. Complication would lead to misinterpretation. To involve others, we need to create sin is not present. It is a privilege to serve the fellowship. We want a book we can call our own. There's nothing, obstruction, or rules that stand in the way of a good piece of literature to serve the growing needs of our program. Serve the needs of those who will use this handbook to
get involved with writing the book, the division of ProjectTitleFundingForWichita.com. This list will probably be completed after him, but please write on any topics that you feel will help someone seek recovery from addiction. We would appreciate any additional topics which you as members might suggest to include for future editions of this handbook. I have to sort of do this memory because I'm working with a piece of material that's slightly modified and completely formed. One of the things is disease, guilt, recovery, there's hope, living in the here and now, having a higher power when you don't believe in one, powerlessness, sponsorship, very aggressive, no excuse, 90 meetings in 90 days. I didn't know I was sick. Positive thinking, negative thinking, complete absence. Step in medicine, religion, psychiatry, have no answers, turn away no tensions, inventories 1 minute at a time, live and let live, tools of the program, granting peace of mind, prayer and meditation, spiritual way of life, personality change, a new life, loneliness, fellowship, caring and sharing, lonely or alone, paranoia says now, fear of being found out, being straight can be fun, clean and serene, easy does it, but do it. Honesty, open, average, feeling, and time, spiritual presence, sense of humor, carrying the message, helping the newcomer, community awareness, which I think is edited out, 7 seconds. Experience has taught us that all we need to do is write on a topic that is framed to be used against us by our power. Parents, what we say, respect, hear, and then aim equally in fellowship. Carrying a notebook to help us catch a fleeting thought that occurs. Writing down what is being said during the meeting can be good help, but should never disturb the meeting or the primary purpose. I don't know if this helps or not. I hope that it sets a certain tone, and I hope that it carries over some of the feelings from the Wichita Conference last year. And I think it's interesting to note how close to the mark the Wichita Conference was. Because in retrospect, this conference may be closer to tomorrow than we can now realize because we're so close to it. And with that, we've had a lot of breaks today. One thing the secretary has done is prepare some copies of the chapter outlines. In other words, the topic outlines of these chapters. Maybe we could do it like we do in college and just pass a piece of tape around, take one, pass it on. And are there any questions about anything at all related to the basic text material from the handbook, the conference as a whole, or the work to come? We're going to do it on this table here like we did yesterday. Pardon? We're going to do it on this table here like we did yesterday. Pardon?
Okay.
You remember the piece of paper we handed out earlier in the day?
Yeah.
It said, Roman number 1, outline the main chapters, 2 to 10, about topics we've completed that. Roman number 2, flip the page quickly. Also, in the Carolina topic headings, by now everybody in this room should realize that we need to wick. Talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces of paper. And don't fiddle around. If it's good, put it on the end. Paste it up. If it's useful in terms of recovery, flip it and put it on the end. Even if you're sure it's in the wrong place, flip it and put it on the end. What we're doing is sorting information bits and arranging them on pieces of paper for another workshop that will be doing simultaneous to what we're doing now. That's Roman number 3. I'll be helping with flipping and pasting, sorting material and topic headings. Greg is going to help with order the clippings under chapter headings, the paste it up clipping. Of course, the topic outline, which we just completed, and which is that other piece of paper that's going around the room, and also type up this material in book style so that we will have a prose version of the information that we've clipped and pasted up that can be a basis for further work. Are there any questions about that? Is it all clear? Would you say a few things, Greg, and maybe pick up anything I missed? Got a question? The whole time. You were sitting right there?
Yes.
Well, we are meeting in the post office, and I guess this room wasn't built for conference. You didn't hear anything this week?
Well, why didn't you come over here and stop on my foot?
Pardon me?
You didn't come in and step forward to the end of the room.
Okay. Did anybody?
Why don't you go over there? The things we're going to do.
This
no,
list.
What are we going to do now?
This list. Does everybody have a copy of this list?
Would you pull up the five share of copies of this list and give it to anybody to hand up?
Where are the other chapter heads?
Yeah. Oh, you. Okay. Yeah, you got your hand up there.
We have the other chapter headings here for the
man. They're being prepared, Dean. They're not complete yet. I would like to get Greg up here because a number of us have talked about this, and it has been discussed before the whole conference, but I'm just sure that, well, for instance, we're talking about doing clipping and pasting here and elsewhere. Greg will be doing a separate workshop sort of thing, and we need support for this workshop. I'm sure he's going to need some too. Maybe if he could say a few words, then it would help you all pick out which one you want to help with. But in other words, we're opening a door on a new project now.
I don't know what we're going to do. I guess some of us are going to get together sometime, someplace, and take all these bits and pieces that have been pasted together and photocopied, and try and make them flow together, meld them together into some kind of cohesive, moving writing. No, but I'm thinking that we're just kind of speculating now. I think the people that that are working with me, we're going to have to trust a whole lot to faith, feel, and there's all kinds of things because you're skipping from things in first person to things in the third person, things from the past, the things in the present tense, things like that. And we're just going to have to be playing it by ear and see how things fit and trying to get a smooth flow, as I said. I don't know quite how we're going to work it. It's like kind of like these things today happen. We started out doing one way, and we've kind of changed our procedure in midstream. about after how it works, because we found that more was revealed. And I really don't know how we're going to do this. If we're supposed to do it, we aren't going to have any trouble. And I am faithful. That's the way it's going to be. We'll be given the tools necessary as we sit down. The definitions of compile. Okay. To compose out of materials from other documents. Okay, let's see what some of the other things that pop out of here. To collect into a volume. The act of process of compiling. Okay, those are the two definitions of to compile. The next word is real neat too. We won't go into that. That's what we're going to be having to do. Taking the pieces that have been cut out of all these separate documents and putting them into one cohesive whole. Compile, edit, write, make, compose, collect, arrange. And I think that the way it's probably going to work out is as we get through with a section, cutting and pasting, as you get off into that, people probably end up being shifting, moving from a cut up paste up sort of thing into the compiling stage, changing locations back and forth maybe, and we're gonna all have to work together, you know. As you clip and paste, be thinking of the person who's going to be compiled. If you can get two thoughts in logical sequence, it's a miracle. Yeah. And we over there say thank you, because that's one less hunt and peck that we have to find. And that's what we did today, is we set the scene so thoughts could be put in logical progression. That was what all day today was all about, and it's going to be at this point you stand looking at it and it looks like a monumentous impossible dream sort of thing, but I have enough faith to know that we don't have to do it alone, and I don't know what to say except it's about time for dinner and a meeting. 5 to 7.
Anybody that's driving to the meeting from here?
I am.
You arrived with you?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, you got anything else?
Well, I think I'll just get some kind of alien or good consciousness coming here. How many people understand what it is, what it ever means, or whatever.
Can we come back?
The building here will be open to 10 tonight, and I'll stay at 10. Whatever we can get tonight will be, plus that tomorrow.
If we can get anything, if we can get ready to start, I think you're for me every morning.
Yeah. This starting at noon bit that we've been getting into, It's awful nice,
yeah,
but...
we don't have much time left.
We're running out of time. Can we see hands of people on where they think they have the most to offer in the cutting and pasting and putting ideas together in logical sequences, or taking those ideas and seeing to make them flow, putting them into a single unit? How many people feel that they would better serve in that first group of cutting and pasting? Okay, and how many people think that they better serve in the making it flow and making it into a single work from many pieces? It's pretty good, about 6 and 4. That looks pretty good. I don't anticipate that we're going to be able to get all the compiling done today and tomorrow and Friday. And Saturday, tomorrow and Saturday, yeah, today is Thursday. We don't have any way to know. I think as a conference, as a working conference, we should set a definite goal, and it's achievable, getting all the cutting and pasting done. You know, and as much as possible of the other.
Maybe if we get done the pasting, the paste doesn't seem to take too long, I guess.
We got through 1 of 8 parts.
Okay, well, no,
1 of 10.
Okay, but I think we pretty much take our time on to use learning on.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, you know, as we start doing, I think we'll find out that, you know, they'll get done pretty quick, you know. And I think maybe then, maybe we'll become 2 workshops. The second part, you know, and I think that'll help us, you know, who knows what we can do.
Very possible, yeah. More will be revealed.
On the drawing part, we're going to write by hand and then have type on it, or type over it.
Well, I print faster than I type. I'll probably write by hand. We're going to need typists.
I'd like to ask the community to link it. If you got some typists around, this is when we're going to start really needing that.
Yeah.
Once everybody catches on what's going on, you can just really put it on. We need to type this now bad.
Yes.
And also, we're not talking about keeping them in here for, you know, 10 years. We're talking about supporting topics in other ways. And why the number one is more important. We couldn't really get a solid day together or anything like that. But, you know, think that maybe find a way to pitch in a solid tomorrow. And like Dean says, get an early start. And Saturday. In other words, it's very manageable amount of time, number of days that have. And it's a little bit like we're pushing a rock. We've got to push the rock from here to there to achieve our goal. So if we can pull in some extra people now that we've got so much done, we can all get behind that rock and push it that much closer to our goal. I'll let Greg take questions because he's in charge.
Question over here.
Girl on the street. Really push through and taste and all that.
I think we better do everything we can, every hour we can.
Saturday's the end, though.
Everybody can get done by sometime Saturday evening, we should cut it off then.
I think you also should be
spend some time together, get fellowship.
If you've been here a long time today, I strongly suggest you get recharged. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
I'm not a good typist, but I can take something home, you know, and
Well,
but I don't have a typewriter. I just take
something
from the
class. Well, we'll just have to see. I don't know. Most of the material probably shouldn't leave here or shouldn't leave wherever we are set up.
We'll be here all night.
That's how you do the deal, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's right.
My requisition
went up.
We're going to need some more typewriters if anybody can lay their hands on them. Even old little ones. Donnie?
I think it's important. We got a late start today. Maybe make an effort to see if we can be set a time to make it here.
Yeah.
And to stick by it. Because, yeah, you know, that's facing up to our responsibility.
This building opens at what,
7:30? Yeah.
But we can, our tent will start at 10, so at
9 o'clock.
I got a bunch of time, I'd like to bring over. Take me to the edge.
It also caused, I'd like to bring up, it also caused that building to burst and Jim is down in the basement. After 10 o'clock.
I'll be right back. I'm praying that time.
That's okay, Jim. That's okay with Jim. So what we'll do is we'll stay here for 10 and just move our base over to Jim's basement. And maybe we can get a lot of different patients done tonight. And build up the full head of steam. Don't hold back. We're pointing in good direction. We're working out a lot of these things and guidelines.
Right.
Now we can make a strong push.
Okay. Am I hearing you correctly? Are we going to move from this location to Jim's house?
After 10 o'clock tonight.
After 10 o'clock tonight? Like tomorrow we'll be at
No. No, we will be back here tomorrow.
Well, you know what Almighty Jim
is. Scared of
him. I don't have any idea.
Till when ever.
Yeah, what's the ghost now?
Dean?
We're going to have this facility for all day tomorrow and all tomorrow night.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday.
You know, it might be a better idea if we all got a good night's sleep tonight, too.
Yeah. It really does. Good talking about
it. Huh? And hit it tomorrow and keep hitting it until we run out of time.
That's it.
We got a place open all night tomorrow.
There's another item, but that works a lot of projects involving a number of people. And if a few people did not stand the hours, you know, 7 o'clock now until 10,
put the pace
well,
one
we
more.
Get some done and the other people go to meet. And then we'll move over to Jim's, and some of us rest, some of us work. But you keep this steady process of something that keeps happening, you know. I mean, it doesn't take that many people to keep going necessarily. So people rest and go to meetings you need, you know, take a nap or whatever. Keep, you know, go away, keep coming back here. I think that's almost what I'd like to recommend, but it's I've seen it work.
Can work.
That lets people that want to help now get to help now. And people that want to do, like make a meeting and help later, they can do that. Some people that want to stay up all night, they can do that. And the ones that, you know, just let it flow like that. And so that if you want to get a good night's sleep tonight, great. If you can have tonight, we can't have tomorrow night. We'll have tonight then. And, you know, that's what I'm recommending.
Yeah, it might be good, too, for some of the people who can't be here tomorrow.
We've got another sense. Instead of having 2 days, we actually have 48 hours.
I like to stay up for late.
Okay, so if somebody at the meeting suggested that
that's what we did.
for transit. Because I'm saying, if it was announced after the meeting that if anybody was interested in helping, they could go over to Jim's.
I've stayed up all night for worse things.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've never stayed up all night for better things.
Better things.
There's also something very spiritual about our home.
When are we going to get started?
Why don't we just let the ones that will do and, you know, keep it free and flowing.
So what are we going to do, clear off this table?
We'll take care of that. We're discussing these things.
Are we going to get the second thing of this year?
That's the first thing we clip and paste. Okay, is there any more?
Keep coming back.
So what we close with the meeting with the Lord's Prayer for the people going to the
Thank you.